Hi, this is Josh. I'm a pharmacist with pharmacisttips.com. I'm going to talk about the medication citalopram. I'm going to go over some of the uses, dosage, side effects, and withdrawal associated with the medication citalopram. So the topics we're going to cover specifically, what is citalopram, some of the uses of this medication, the common dosage, the most common side effects, other side effects, and then we'll go over some of the warnings and withdrawals associated with this medicine. As with all my videos, purely informational, not intended to serve as a substitute for your healthcare provider. It is not for consultation, diagnosis, and or treatment of any medical condition. Always follow up with your healthcare provider. So what is citalopram? It is an antidepressant. It's in the family of antidepressants known as selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, or often abbreviated SSRIs. In the U.S., it's sold under the brand name Celexa, although the generic is widely available. So what is it used for? SSRIs are used to treat depression, as is citalopram. Off-label uses, meaning it was not originally studied for these things, but over time we found it can many times help folks with these conditions. Binge eating disorder, anxiety disorders, impulsive or aggressive behavior can often be helped with the citalopram. Obsessive compulsive disorder, panic disorder, and menopausal symptoms. And there are many other conditions that your healthcare provider may determine citalopram could be useful for, but these are the ones we see the most. What about dosage? It's available in tablets, 10, 20, and 40 milligram tablets available in the U.S. Typical dose, we're going to see around 20 milligrams once a day. Max dose considered to be in the 40 milligram daily dose, simply because doses over that can affect heart rhythm. So it can kind of put your heart rhythm out of whack. We don't want that to occur. And it can be taken with or without food. Most common side effects, drowsiness, up to 2 in 10 can experience that. Insomnia, 15%. Nausea, again, 2 in 10 or 1 out of 5 folks could get nausea and or dry mouth. Now, many times, the longer you're on this medication, these side effects will improve. Because you have these, it doesn't necessarily mean it's a no-go for you. You know, you can contact your healthcare provider, see if they want you to continue. But many times, as you take this, the side effects will diminish. Other side effects we can see are some agitation, anxiety, excessive sweating, diarrhea, fatigue, sexual function can occur, tremors. We can get change in blood pressure, either up or down, rapid heartbeats, other heartbeat. We mentioned heart rhythm issues a little bit, fatigue, reduced concentration. So it can affect your ability to focus. And many times that's at first. Again, that is one of those things. It tends to improve after you've been on it a while. If it doesn't, certainly talk to your healthcare provider. Change in weight, reported it in less than 1% of people, you know, up or down. Typically, we don't see a large swing in weight with this medicine. It can sometimes affect appetite, and other side effects have been reported as well. Some of the warnings, as with all antidepressants, we need to be cautious of suicidal thinking and or behavior. If we feel our thoughts and mood going in the wrong direction, we need to talk to our healthcare provider right away and get some help. Increased risk of falls in folks over 65. There does seem to be a slight increase that in the risk that you could fall. Now, that doesn't mean you can't use it in this age group. We often do see it using that age group. Just need to be very cautious and make sure that it doesn't affect our balance and things like that. MAOIs, it's not recommended to use this. You should not use this with MAOIs or 14 days after stopping an MAOI. Heart failure, we have touched on this with that heart rhythm issue. It could exacerbate an underlying condition, so you could have sort of a heart condition you're not aware of, and this could bring it to notice because of the effect on the heart rhythm, possibly even causing a heart attack or a myocardial infarction. That is extremely low risk, but if you feel like you have some heart condition, your doctor can screen for that before you're started on this medication. Again, we're touching on cardiac function here, heart rhythm. Just be real cautious with this medicine and folks who have existing heart conditions. Serotonin syndrome, it's a rare syndrome that can occur on people on antidepressants. Some of the things we can see, it can be pretty severe and would require medical attention. You can get some agitation, hallucinations. You can have a change in blood pressure, extreme dizziness and sweating, flushing, and sometimes even your muscles will tremor or even become rigid. Seizures, severe GI symptoms, those would all require immediate medical attention. Again, serotonin syndrome, pretty rare. Vision changes can occur, and bleeding. We'll touch on this a little bit further down the road here, the bleeding risk in the drug interaction section. Other things, it can affect sodium. When you have a big change in sodium, it can cause headache, difficulty concentrating, memory impairment, weakness, and in severe cases, I mean, it can cause seizure and death, but that is very rare, and sodium is something that can be monitored for. Always contact your healthcare provider if you feel like you're having some side effects. In folks with bipolar, it can cause mania or hypomania, so we need to be cautious there. Caution if a history of seizures. Some of the initial animal studies showed a slight increased risk of seizures. So people who've had a seizure in the past, this would be used cautiously, or maybe the doctor would want to try something else. And we touched on this a little bit. This can affect your fine motor skills, some of the concentration. Typically, that's when you're first starting it. Many times that will improve. If it doesn't, this may not be the medication for you. Discontinuation is usually gradually tapered, sometimes weeks to months, depending on how people tolerate it. It depends how long you've been on it, and again, what sort of the symptoms are as you try and stop the medication. Drug interaction. So here we're going to talk about that bleeding a little bit that I alluded to earlier. Anything that you take to prevent blood clots could increase the risk of bleeding with this. And then NSAIDs. NSAIDs are non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Over-the-counter items like Advil, Motrin, Aleve. Those increase the risk of bleeding. It's not an absolute contraindication. You can use them together, and we do see them used together. We just have to be aware that that can increase the risk of bleeding, and maybe use them sparingly. Again, you can have that conversation with your healthcare provider. Serotonin syndrome, that's where we talked about, where you can just have excessive sweating, huge change in blood pressure, tremors. The things that can increase the risk of serotonin syndrome are like triptans. Those are used for migraine headaches, linezolid, MAOIs, and things like dextroamphetamine. Those are the major interactions. Other interactions can occur. That is why it's best to get your medication, all your medications from one pharmacy. Always make sure your doctor is aware of all your other medicines too, so they can screen for interactions. But those two are the big ones that we watch for. I appreciate you watching this video. Please like the video, subscribe to my channel, and go ahead and ask questions below in the comments. Thank you for watching.